Arrgh, it's time for another edition of Tube Talk, mateys.
At Word Poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, for I'll probably miss the bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top, you're Napoleon Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, you're Gobble's salary, you're cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's fated soon to pop. But a baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. A lady and a gent. You're an old Dutch master, you're Mrs. Astor, you're Pepsodent. You're romance, you're the steps of Russia, you're the pan on a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop. But a baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. shining sea.
Very well done, Frank. Needs no introduction. America the Beautiful. Frank Sinatra with the Ken Lane Singers. That's arranged and conducted by Frank's old pal, Axel Stordahl. What a great name. That's from August of 1945. And prior to that, You're the Top with Ethel Merman. And yes, indeed, you are the top. I appreciate your listening. Welcome to Tube Talk on WRCA 1330 AM. Do you wish for the days when the milkman would come? Ice cold milk, fresh cream, in that reassuring glass bottle. Do you miss walking down the street and seeing most of the menfolk wearing a felt hat? Do you long for that trip to the drugstore for an ice cream sundae? Marshmallow and hot fudge, please. 2 spoons. Sit at the counter as long as you like. Do you wish you could still bring your shoes to the cobbler instead of trash? Well, you know the trash barrel it is these days with what we get. Well, you know, I wish I had a cure for all that, but the best I can offer is vintage tunes that never grow old. Interesting chat. You've found the right spot on your dial for the music lover, the vintage radio enthusiast, and the person who still likes a friendly program on AM radio. This is Tube Talk. You can drop me a line. Would love to hear from you. It's tubetalk1@gmail.com. Don't be a stranger.
Worries are over, riding on the gravy train. train. Left my troubles behind me. Left them back in the rain. If you want me, you'll find me riding on the gravy train. Brother, I occupy a seat on the aisle. Don't need fare going there, 'cause your fare is a smile. Got a rainbow to guide me, got a happy refrain. Lady Luck is beside me, riding on the gravy train.
Riding on that gravy train with Joe Stafford. Who was that on the piano? That was Nat King Cole. Pretty cool. That's a 1946 recording featuring Joe Stafford and CC, they say, Andrew Sisters. Very nice. I have to be very much on top of things here. I occasionally will receive email, especially from there's one person in the Boston area. Female vocalists, please. We'd like to hear more. So, you know, maybe I do lean a little bit heavily on the male vocalists sometimes. So we're going to try to balance that out a little bit. And we'll be back with some Andrew Sisters as well tonight. You know, I just going through the email bag here. I got an email from a listener, New York State, not picking on my accent. Listener asks, why do you not have a guest each week? Well, it's an interesting question. There's a lot of reasons, but I'll be short. You know, there's no shortage of fascinating topics and people in the land of vintage radio. You know, however, there are limits on the schedules of some guests. You know, with busy work, home lives, kids, it can be hard to find, you know, a mutually acceptable time for me to get together with folks. We do our best to bring you the interesting interviews whenever we can. And, well, sometimes you just get me and my shadow and my musings. So I hope you're not too disappointed in that sometimes. I would just like to give you a brief report here on the New England Antique Club Radio Swamp Meet we've just recently had. I just got back from this weekend up at the Brookline Event Center in Brookline, New Hampshire. It was a huge success. Boffo, as they'd say in Variety. Every exhibitor table sold. The attendance was super. The weather was fantastic. I'm sure that's why the crowd came out like they did. We had a tailgating section outside the hall, which we've done for a couple of different times now, and it's gone over very well. Plenty of neat stuff, both inside and out. And get this, a barbecue lunch later that I couldn't stick around for, but I heard was very well received. So a big win, as we say around the boardroom here at Tube Talk, So hats off to the New England Antique Radio Club. They have usually two of these meets. We've been having them in Brookline, New Hampshire. Check out nearc.net. That's NEARC.net for information on upcoming events with the New England Antique Radio Club.
One night when the moon was so mellow, Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her like this, this lovely miss, then stole a kiss. This fellow, he said he was glad he'd met her, and soon he would come and get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better. Dip, dip, din, dip, din. Dip, dip, dun, dip, dun. He kept on stealing and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Dip, dip, din, dip, din. Dip, dip, dun, dip, dun. She was saying go, sir, so he held her, that's how he complied. One night when the moon was so mad, oh, 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 Rosita met young Manuelo. He held her, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. Re-da-da-da, dee-doo-dee-da, da-da-da-da-da. He said he was glad that he had met her, and soon he would come and he'd get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go home until I know you better. Deep din, deep din, din. Deep down, deep down, down. Deep down, deep down, down.
Thank you.
Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Mildred Bailey and her orchestra, They Can't Take That Away From Me, a Gershwin composition. That was a 1940 recording, and we had Tippi Tin, the Andrews Sisters. Very nice. A good night to listen to some nice music on a well-restored vintage radio. You know, here's a question for you. What do old radios and Shakespeare have in common? To be or not to be? To refinish or not to refinish? You know, even in a hobby with as many opinions on different things as ours, there's always a question that dogs many of us, I guess. I've gone through this several times. To refinish or not to refinish? Whether to suffer the pain of stripping and staining and grain filling and spray lacquering, or to say the heck with it. You know, this is a common conundrum, and I must confess, you know, I used to obsess about this a great deal. You know, a wooden set would come into my hands. It was a bit shabby. And I decided right there, this baby has got to be refinished. Well, you know, I've entered the program, and I will tell you now, I am recovered. Now, there's nothing wrong, mind you, with the desire to return a wooden set to its former glory, to experience the visual along with the audio experience. I've been there. But I must say, now I've come to accept many of my sets as they are for what they are. Certainly, they must be upgraded and serviced electrically, safe to play and sounding swell. That goes without question. You know, the case itself, the cabinet, well, I've come to be a bit more accepting. A good original finish with a watermark, maybe, or cigarette burn, a few nicks and a stray gouge. Well, you know, what's so bad about that? Let's give it a thorough cleaning. Is the dial glass clean and shiny? How about hitting it with a treatment of Howard's or Formby's? Can we restore it? Who's perfect anyway? And I say, let he who is without nicks throw the first stone. You know, I've brought many radios back to a pretty decent appearance with this technique, and perfect, certainly not, but what is the advantage to not going all the way, should we say? Well, you know, with less than a perfect finish, there's a certain serenity that can develop around you and your set. A calmness. No need to panic about getting a scratch. Want to put your reading glasses down on top of me? Go ahead. Rest your book on me. Maybe even your car keys? Well, maybe not. But anyway, there's less stress with those sets that don't have that perfectly restored factory finish. You can put it in an area where there's a lot of foot traffic. A little ding, a little scratch. It isn't the end of the world. It's kind of like a car. You know, people who restore cars. Sometimes before they get to work on the body itself, it kind of looks like a junker. But it's got plenty of muscle under the hood. It's got a well-restored engine. So think of it this way. A well-restored chassis humming right along, albeit in a housing that seems a little bit worn. You know, and that's a situation that as I age, I think we all must endure. So fix her up and make it presentable. I shan't judge you. As long as it is as safe to play and you're happy with it, what's the matter? Think of the time you'll save, the headaches, the aggravation. Some sets certainly do need the complete refinishing of the cabinet. I will grant you that. But it can be a little bit easier sometimes to just let go and enjoy it as it is. Maestro, how about a little music here? It's getting dull.
So right, go wrong.
saw I'd go wrong. The things we did last summer I'll remember all winter long.
Joe Stafford there, very sweetly sung. Mr. Paul Whiteman with Charleston. Pretty cool stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Radio Experience Cubed. This is Tube Talk. You have truly persevered, my friend. You have climbed the Mount Everest of the radio world. You have reached the zenith of the independently produced fine radio experience. How's that?
A certain maid I know is so afraid her beau will never ask her, will she name the day. He calls on her each night, and when she dims the light, it's 10 to 1 that you will hear her say. Oh, Joseph, Joseph, won't you make your mind up? It's time I knew just how I stand with you. My heart's no clock that I can stop and wind up. Each time we make up after being through. So listen, Joseph, Joseph, time is fleeting. And here and there my hair is turning gray. My mother has a fear, wedding bells I'll never hear. Joseph, Joseph, won't you name the day? Joseph, won't you name the day? Poor Joseph, won't you name the day? Poor Joseph, won't you name the day? Name the day, name the day. Poor Joseph, make your mind up. It's time I knew just how I stand with you. My heart's no clock that I can wind up. Poor Joseph, each time we make up after we are all through. Oh, Joseph, 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 time is fleeting. And here and there my hair is turning gray. My mama has a fear, why had a bells I'll never hear. Oh, Joseph, 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 won't you name the day?
With never a sigh, don't need what money can buy. Birds in the tree sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. Do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I've got rhythm, I've got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who'd ask for anything more. I got Daisy in green pasture, I got my man who could ask for anything more. I got rhythm, I got music, I got rhythm, I got music, I got Daisy in green pasture.
That's Mary Martin, and she's got rhythm. And that'll just make you dance right out of the building there. That's pretty cool stuff. That's a 1951 recording. Orchestra conducted by Lehman Engel. There's a name for you. And that was Joseph O'Joseph, another Andrew's sister's favorite of mine. Something you don't hear all that much. Tex Beneke, Bye Bye Blues. Bye bye. It's almost time for bye bye, but we'll get a little more music in. And you know, friends, hear the music you want when you want it with an RCA Victor phonograph radio. Bring more happiness into your home with an RCA Victor phonograph radio. Then the whole family can listen to Victor records. Then the heart songs that stir you most, the symphony you love, your favorite opera, the dance bands that please you are all ready to be heard when you want them. Performances by the world's greatest artists. Never before could you hear such a miracle of tone fidelity and beauty in recorded music as you can hear this year with the new RCA Victor Higher Fidelity Phonograph Radios. Many different models to choose from, and the prices begin under $80. Just imagine that. What a world we live in.
Down in Washington, D.C., men are working busily in a place they call the Mint. They make points and also print very excellent engraving, which the rest of us keep saving, printed up in black and green. It's the darndest stuff you've ever seen. If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it, get more of it. Less they need it, more they love it, and it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess. Money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt. But he'd rather be miserable with than without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. You don't want it, you're cuckoo. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. La, 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 loo, loo. A nickel or a dime, a penny. La, 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 loo, loo. Is better than not having any. La, 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 loo, loo. A half a dollar or a quarter. Makes people do a lot of things they hadn't ever ought to do. If you're lucky and you make it, you're so frightened who might take it. Stomach troubles come to you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. If you got it, you've got trouble. If you haven't, trouble's double. If you grab it, jail for you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Birds don't got it, still they sing. Eating worms upon the wing. Ideal life some folks affirm. So okay, you're a bird, but suppose you're a worm. It's a bad thing. Oh yes, very. Full of germs, unsanitary. Will we have some? Oh, thank you.
We're just going all out with those Andrew Sisters tonight. And I wonder if the Mint still is working. I don't know. You know, things are kind of shut down there right now. So just an eternal theme, money. What are you going to do? Can't live with it, can't live without it. Think of the headaches it causes.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, The faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. The place I work in, the worker by my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out, that's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people. That's America to me.
That's Frank Sinatra from 1945. The house I live in, that's America to me. Thanks for tuning in. This is Tube Talk on WRCA. I'm Paul Burish, your host. You can email us here, tubetalk1@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Suggestions for topics, guests, musical requests. I'll listen to your musings, too. Just email me. I hope you've enjoyed the vintage music this evening and found it a little inspirational and perhaps allowed it to transport you back in time. And as we always say here, hopefully on a beautifully well-lit dial, on a nice vintage set, what could be better? We'd like to thank Frank Sinatra, the Andrews Sisters, who we explored a little bit more in detail this week, Joe Stafford, and the whole gang of musicians from years past who've joined us tonight. Relaxing, peaceful, pleasant evening of music right here on Tube Talk. We're going to jump up to 1962. That's almost as old as I am.
Cause you don't love me anymore. goodbye. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
That's an AM radio classic, Skeeter Davis.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Beautiful thoughts, Fred Astaire. That's a Jerome Kern song. From the RKO film Swing Time. Who loves you, baby? As Telly Savalas might say. You know, it was nice being up at the show. I met a lot of folks who tell me they listen, though I never hear from a lot of people. So there were many, many more that came up to me and had something to say about the show that I don't hear from on the email. So you know what? Drop me a line, tubetalk1@gmail.com. That's tubetalk1@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, gang. Have a great week. We'll see you back on our analog universe here at Tube Talk next Friday.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's grab a kayak to Quincy or Niagara. Let's get away from it all.
Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. And let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state. I repeat, I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll peek at the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear, get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state. And I'll repeat that I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll dig the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear, get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away.